When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome to the Arkham Files, an actual play Call of Cthulhu RPG podcast, featuring Seth Morrison as Tallahassee Turner.
Hey, Billy, let's run out in the forest together. That worked out for me really well last time.
Abel Morrison as Detective Billy McConnell.
You've seen what we've seen. That deadlight, the butthole monster.
Donovan Ballard as Dr. Simeon Can't Stangevitz.
What in the world? Where did you find that?
Peter Morrison as Dominic Drunkard.
We did establish there's no flamethrower, which is a crying shame.
Sam Morrison as Major Frederick Aloysius Bakersfield.
As soon as the going gets tough, the Tallahassee gets going.
And I am your game master, the keeper of arcane lore, Alex Morrison. Now grab onto some dice and your sanity. Let's roll.
I was just looking it up, and I kind of messed up on your fall damage. It should have been more like 1d6 damage.
I was thinking one hit point for falling off a roof wasn't too bad. I was like, okay.
Yeah, before I was thinking it was 1d3, but that's like if you fall on something like onto soft swamp.
Oh, but I really did more. I did fall onto.
You did land. Yeah, you did land on the thing, but this is more. That 1d6 is more like falling onto grass, which I feel is kind of like falling on a smoothie.
Nah, it's smooth.
But I feel like it was 1d10, which is falling onto concrete.
Ah.
So we're going in between falling on a soft swamp and falling on concrete. Because you're at 21 diamond skin, right?
I was before the damage. Yeah.
All right. Okay. You're going to take 3 damage then from that instead.
No, I'm not.
Take that, DM.
This is bull crap.
This is bull.
You're like, this is bull crap.
This is bull.
All right, so now you're down to 18, right?
Yeah. I would have died 6 times over already.
Yeah, you would have died 6 times over already if you hadn't had diamond skin.
Yep.
You and, I don't know, think about that, though. Think about you would have died and who else who would have been after you died the first time.
Yeah, I literally would have died twice already, because I've had 17 damage, and I only had 8 to begin.
Yeah. So you would have died, and then probably somebody else would have died.
Yeah.
Except Tallahassee's just been soaking it all up.
Jumping in front of all the trains for everybody.
Jumping.
Okay, Major Bakersfield. What are you commanding, Slotty Bot Fost?
Land on that monster and rip it to shreds.
All right, roll your pal.
Oh, I rolled a 74 out of 50.
Good thing you flew away.
Your pal's only 50?
Yeah, my guy's a wuss.
He's damaged.
My strength's
from
80.
The war. He's brain.
What did you roll, Sam?
25.
I rolled a 74 out of 50.
Okay, it rolled an 82 out of 50.
Ooh, yeah.
So you
win.
Both failed, but you win. Okay, I guess you win. All right, it's a contested roll, so you're battling against its will. So you rolled two.
Wow.
Are you serious? You rolled an 80?
Wow.
I rolled a 74.
74. Okay, yeah, it rolled an 82. Maybe.
Wow.
Look at that nonsense. Yeah, rolled an 82.
Dude, you just got a participation trophy.
Yeah, your rolls haven't been spot on this time. I ain't complaining.
Ooh. Yeah, I am. I gotta kill somebody. I have to kill one person.
What do you mean? You've been killing the
kill
NPCs.
Percy's.
Yeah, I've been killing the
kill yourself. The
I know, they're the only ones I can kill, so I'm just killing them left and right. And they're just getting ripped to shreds. Okay, Major Bakersfield.
Okay. Land on that monster and rip it to shreds. And as it does that, I say, come get some!
So you hold on tight. You hold on tight and you yell back to Jameson to also grab on. As the terrifying insectoid nightmare beast that you are riding makes a dive down towards the terrifying headless anthropoid smoothie beast racing down the street and slams into it with raking claws and snapping beak.
Can I shoot at the smoothie beast from the back of Slotty Botfast?
I'm going to say that's probably your turn.
What? That's Slotty Botfast's turn.
What?
Okay, so Tallahassee Turner, you see... What do you see? I'm having a real hard time trying to justify all this.
A dragon.
Within your Japanese dime novel adventure motif here.
It's a dragon.
A dragon swoops out of the sky. You see Major Bakersfield riding a hang glider. Swoops in and smashes into the sumo wrestler. As he smashes into the sumo wrestler that was racing towards you. But you still have an Imperial Guardsman that you are wrestling with. What do you do, Tallahassee?
You're on top of it, so you could, like, flip your sword around and jam it down. All epic style.
Oh, that's exactly what I do.
That's what he does.
That's what I do.
That's what he does.
All right. That's what you do?
That's what I do.
All right, roll your fighting brawl.
56 out of 50.
Okay, so you failed?
I did.
He also failed. So you guys just impotently flail at each other.
Slap fight.
Just
yeah.
Mr. Burns style.
Yeah, Mr. Burns style. Okay, so yeah, you attempt to strike down at it, and it takes a swing at you, but the swing goes over your head, and he moves out of the way as your sword stab digs instead into the street below you. Billy McConnell, what do you do?
As I come to my senses, I realize what Dr. Simi has done, and I stand up, and I grab him by the forearm, and I say, I am your man forever.
What?
Hell yeah!
And then I go running back down the stairs looking for Ike.
Okay, he is lying prone at the bottom of the stairs, unconscious.
Okay, I run down and start drawing the symbol on his head.
Don't we need the
Billy
box?
There's gotta be blood around here somewhere, right?
Oh, there's plenty of blood.
Don't we need the box?
Wow, Pete.
Do I have to draw the symbol as we chant? Or can I draw the symbol so it's ready?
You can draw the symbol so it's ready. That's fine.
That's what I'm doing.
Is he all tied up? Maybe just secure him and make sure he can't get away. Then we can do it later.
He's all tied up.
I think you guys already tied him up. Yeah.
And unconscious.
Okay, so Billy McConnell runs downstairs. You see the chaos and shambles that is the first floor of Denny's Tavern. The back wall is now smashed open to match the front. And fire continues to consume this place. And you hear shudders from the walls here, and you begin to wonder how much longer this structure is going to stand. But Billy McConnell, you start drawing a strange arcane eldritch symbol upon the head of Ike Watson.
Kalima!
As Billy McConnell starts to begin the ritual to get the deadlight back in the box. Okay, Dr. Simeon, what do you do?
Ezra, get that woman and child out of here now.
Where do we go?
The box truck is over there. See where it says it on the screen?
Yeah. I'm reading it. Somebody wrote it on the screen right there. Box truck.
Yeah, go towards the box truck and get out of here. Go to the tombs.
Okay, yeah, we parked it just along the outside of the building. I think maybe we can get out one of these windows up here.
All right, so I go to the window. I check to see if there's any smoothies blocking their way. Is there?
No, you don't see any on that side.
Okay.
Wherever that alpha is moving, they're kind of converging towards it.
Okay, that's good to know. Then I run down and help Billy with carrying that guy towards the deadlight.
Yeah, don't worry about me.
I don't know about you.
I only fell out the window right in front of you.
All right. I go down and I point my gun down at Tallahassee and the monster in the smoothie and start shooting both my revolvers.
But yeah, Dr. Simeon, you guys are all starting to feel some shudders in the building here underneath your feet.
Yeah, it's about to collapse.
We have got to get out.
Okay, so sorry, Simi.
Yeah.
Where are you going? You're running back downstairs?
Yeah.
To be with Billy? Okay.
Yeah.
You get to the bottom of the stairs, you see Billy. So you see Billy drawing the symbol on Ike Watson's head as he is beginning the ritual. You race towards him, come up behind him, reach your arms around, and start doing the ghost maneuver to also help him draw the symbol on his head. As Unchained Melody by the Righteous Brothers starts playing over the radio in the background.
Gosh, dude.
Oh, my love.
Oh, my gosh.
My darling.
Am I topless? I'm topless, right?
We can't keep the train on the tracks, man.
And as I realize what he's doing, I kind of snuggle back into him.
Yeah.
Billy hasn't really regained sanity that much yet.
Okay, Simi, that's what you see when you get down to the bottom of the stairs. You see Dom and Percy also moving towards the two of you.
So I say, let's get out of here. Let's go out the front.
Go out the back where it's not on fire.
The front is super on fire.
Let's run through the flames. Well, I guess we have to go out the back. Yeah.
That's going to be where the copper is, too.
We don't know that, though.
We do know that's where the coffer is. We're assuming that's where the coffer is. That's where Tallahassee was when he pulled the ripcord.
All right, yeah.
Okay. All right, so you guys are moving out the back?
Yeah. Billy, we're going out the back. Let's go.
We move in a flying V.
So we'll run all that together, all of your guys' various turns there. As you... the four of you guys, Ishmael Graves is limping towards the back. Robert Morgan, the old constable, these two old men seem to be the only survivors from the siege here at Denny's Tavern. Aside from Denny and Delilah upstairs, who are now attempting to get out from the upstairs.
Goodman Gray's men got killed?
No, Goodman Gray, he's also coming, he's coming along with you guys, and he has two of his men left with him. As everybody starts, goes through the back door / giant hole in the back wall of Denny's Tavern.
Still no sign of the Maya and the constable?
Yeah, you don't know what happened with Zeke Dawkins or Mayor Marsh. You guys haven't seen them since really... Well, you haven't seen them, Billy, since you left. You've been gone. You haven't seen them since you got back. So you step out onto the grassy area behind Denny's Tavern. There are some trees here. You see the alpha creature out here, and it is just barreled into the back. It's amongst the trees. You see it's swinging wildly into bunches of other smoothies that are crawling all over it. They're jumping on it. They're attacking it. It's also attacking the ones around it. You see the bodies of several around it. You see more creatures moving through the trees, circling around, coming towards you guys. You see flicking through the trees also the glimmer of a whitish, faded quicksilver light as it flits among the trees. As this chaos is going on behind the tavern here. Okay, Major Bakersfield, Tallahassee Turner, you are wrestling with creatures. Bakersfield, what do you do?
So the monster that's fighting with Slotty Bafas is still alive?
Yes, it is.
All right, I yell at Jameson. Jameson, go over there and help Tallahassee. I'll take care of this one. So I pull my shotgun out and I point it directly downward at the beast that's wrestling with Slotty.
Kill Slotty.
And I fire at it point blank range.
Okay. With your shotgun?
Yeah, with my shotgun.
Okay, make a shotgun roll.
Did I get a bonus die?
Yeah. Are you firing both barrels?
Am I firing both barrels?
Okay, then negate your bonus die.
Is this like two shots? Do I need to roll twice or just once?
You need to roll twice.
Nice.
Which, yeah, we'll debate the...
All right, 51 out of 75, so that's a regular success for the first shot.
Okay.
And 52 out of 75 for the second shot, so regular success on both.
Okay. Those are both hits. So Major Bakersfield, I'm going to need you to roll 8d6.
Holy moly.
Oh, these metal dice are weird.
That's why I don't use them.
All right, I took off 22.
Okay. You rolled 22?
I took off 22, yeah, total.
Okay. So, Major Bakersfield, as you slammed into this creature, Slotty Bonfoss is wrestling with it, clawing at it, biting at it. The monster's enormous arms and claws are swinging around, also clawing at Slotty, trying to get him get it off of him. It's biting around at his body. You're wrestling back and forth. You're hanging on tight to the back of Slotty Botfast. Unless, did you jump off? Or are you still hanging on?
No, I was still hanging on.
Okay, you're hanging on tight to the back of Slotty Botfast as you're wrestling back and forth. As you reach your shotgun around and thrust it directly into the open mouth of this creature that is biting down on Slotty Botfast, and you give it two barrels of the old grape. You pull the trigger on both barrels and the back of the monster explodes out with two point blank double-aught buckshot rounds as its eyes roll back into the back of its head, and it immediately goes limp and drops to the ground with Slotty Botfoss still clawing at it ferociously.
Sayonara, smoothie.
Okay, you have killed that gigantic creature. And if you guys are counting That is the last of the adults.
Ooh,
yes! Suck it!
Okay, so Tallahassee Turner, roll fighting brawl, or is that what you're doing again?
Yeah, if this thing's not dead, I mean, if this if this Imperial soldier is still fighting me,
yep. Choke it long ways.
I'm gonna, chop him in half with my samurai saber.
Long ways.
Katana blade. 16.
Ooh,
okay, awesome. All right, I was gonna, okay, that's perfect.
It's a hard success.
Okay, we're gonna wrap this with, Jameson. So you're wrestling back and forth with this soldier beneath you, and you finally manage to lean back, bring your katana down, and you stab it directly into it, holding it in place as Jameson comes up alongside of you, pulling his rifle out and shoots it, taking aim and firing shots into it as it's pinned to the ground until it stops moving.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Okay.
Yeah, Jameson.
So.
Hey. You have brought this honor by using a firearm.
Jameson looks at you and says, what? Okay. So you see the tavern burning right next to you. You guys hear it shuddering. It looks like it's at this point barely standing, and it's only moments away from collapse. Tallahassee Turner, Major Bakersfield, what do you guys do?
I'm still insane, right? Like,
yeah.
I'm still hallucinating.
Yeah.
I'm still in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
You're big in Japan.
Yeah, you were big in Japan.
All right.
Well. Do we see anyone else from the squad outside yet?
You see some more smoothies that are down the street, and they're all converging onto this point behind the tavern. Tallahassee.
No, I mean, like, do we see, like, Dom Drinkard or any of those guys?
You hear voices back behind the tavern as they're all kind of moving also towards this point behind the tavern in the field.
All right, I start running around the back. Jameson, follow me. Tallahassee, come on.
Yeah, I'm just going to run over there because I'm still insane, so I have no idea what this deadlight even is. I'm just going to go kill any more Imperial soldiers.
Okay. All right. So, everybody is moving back to the west side and backyard area of Denny's Tavern. Tallahassee Turner, Major Bakersfield, you come running around from the side to the south side with Grant Jameson. As you come around the corner, you see the rest of your friends, the rest of the survivors from the inside of the tavern, as they're all also coming out from the inside of there. You see what looks like what must be the remaining creatures all gathered up in a pile as they are wrestling and clawing and attacking the alpha creature, because it is also doing its level best to fight them back and take out as many as it can as it's swiping, clawing, biting, throwing. There's blood flying. There are limbs and pieces of flesh that are just flying through the air.
I whip out my t-shirt launcher, drop the stick of dynamite in it, pull the trigger, and it goes skunk.
T-shirt launcher.
Oh, gosh. You've done it. This is the end. You just got to mop them up. They're sitting here. They're fighting. The alpha can kill as many as it can. These are going to take down the alpha. You just got to mop up the rest. It's crossing your mind that maybe, in fact, you may have actually survived this night. You may have survived the fall of New Jerusalem. Until another explosion rips through the night just a little ways south of you.
Oh, the other beef trap just went off.
As your second booby trap.
Booby trap.
Booby trap.
That's what I said, booby trap. as your second booby trap, the beef trap, that is loaded with dynamite and gasoline in a vehicle that is just on the other side of the house to the south of you, explodes, sending shockwaves through the ground. It blasts chunks off of that house. The small shack levels it, leveling it, sending shrapnel and shockwaves towards you as you are all knocked to the ground and dazed. Dom Junkard, will you make a roll for me?
A roll of what?
Oh.
D100?
Yeah.
Oh, he's going to have to get another Cthulhu.
The D100.
He's going to break free.
Pickling of the beast has been unpickled.
You
got to
repickle. What am I rolling for?
It's been unpickled.
I don't get to know what I'm rolling for.
It's a constitution roll, bro.
Roll, please.
You got to know.
Just a regular roll? Okay.
Yeah.
Come on, Petey. Come on, Dom.
I got a 62.
I'm having you roll a POW check, Dom Junkard.
Uh-oh.
Oh, okay.
As the shockwave has knocked you to the ground, it's broken your concentration, it's dazed you. So with that failed...
I'm going to spend 17 luck.
Well, I just rolled an 04.
Oh, dang. I am not going to spend 17 luck.
There's the Alex we know.
You're all knocked to the ground, you're all trying to regain your senses. Dom Junkard, but... One thing does click in your mind. You realize that your connection to the creature is broken. You see a quick little flash of light up the symbols on the body of the alpha creature as they flash out. And it blinks around, looking around as all of them are now standing, regaining their composure, looking around, and its glare turns towards all of you. Trying to regain your feet at the back of Denny's Tavern.
Uh-oh.
Tallahassee looks and says, that is one big sumo.
What, Tallahassee? What'd you say?
Oh my gosh, it's Pete's or it's Dom's mom.
So you are all...
Hey, Dom. Hey, Dom, is that your mother?
What a heifer.
Is that Mary Beth, Beth, Beth?
Oh my gosh, how'd you get here, Mary?
You see, as all of you are looking around, you're trying to gather your wits about you from this shell shock you're experiencing from this blast that's just gone off. The diner behind you has shuddered and it is collapsing behind you from that shockwave. You're looking around, you see the deadlight is darting in amongst the creatures and it starts to take another one of them, but you don't think it's going to be working fast enough. The alpha, along with what looks like probably around 10 of the other creatures, a mixed bunch of the adolescents and the infants, are all starting to look towards you.
They're not fighting it anymore?
No.
Run for it, Marty!
So you're all laying there. What do you do?
Whose
turn is it?
Did Billy ever come out?
Yeah, Billy's out there with you.
Oh, okay. I didn't remember hearing him grab Ike and...
How many smoothies are there?
Yeah, can we count?
There's the Alpha. There are...
Alphaville? Yeah, big in Japan.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Whose turn is it?
We're out of combat.
How far away are they from us? Can we make a break for Andy's house?
You can make a break for Andy's house. There may be like 20, 30 yards.
That's not very far.
I don't think we're going to get very far.
Tallahassee, where'd you bury the box?
I'm still in Japan, homie.
No, we're out of combat.
Oh, so I'm back. I'm sane again?
Yes, where is the box?
I'm asking you a question. I don't care. I don't know you're insane.
Guys, you guys can see the box.
Yeah.
Yeah. He just covered it with some leaves. So it's... When he opened it up, it uncovered it. And it's back behind where the creatures are. All right, so Dom Junkard, you realize that you have indeed lost your pickle on the beast.
Oh, bollocks.
The beast is no longer pickled. It is an unpickled beast. So as you all manage to drag yourselves back to your feet after this explosion has rocked you, you're somewhat disoriented. You see the smoothies across from you, also regaining their wits, looking around. Everything and everyone seems to be in confusion. As the town burns around you, there's smoke obscuring your vision, clouds overhead. There's just the firelight here. So, I'm going to drop you guys back down into combat.
This is it, gentlemen. This is the last stand.
So here you are. You're standing, strong and determined, in a heroic flying V formation. Glaring across the space between you, because across from you, contrary to your incredible formation of your flying V, is a disorganized horde of smoothies that, as they regain their composure and get back to their feet and hands and feet, look to begin to scramble towards you, with saliva and blood dripping from their enormous gaping maws, teeth and claws glistening in the ambient firelight of the town burning around you. So we're back down into combat. You guys roughly have... there's not a lot different in your guys' decks. So I'm going to just let you guys all act at the same time with this. But since we're back in combat, you're going to have enough time for one action as you are standing across from the remains of the horde of this night from this siege on New Jerusalem. So, Arkham boys, what do you do?
Can we see how many smoothies are left?
So there's the alpha, the unpickled alpha, which we just referenced. And then roughly around you, the mix between the small infant smoothies and kind of the adolescent, taller, 6-7 foot tall ones that are gangly. It looks to be around like 10 to 12, probably 12 of them. So,
climb up on my shoulders. We're gonna change this flying V into a totem pole assault.
Okay, I quit. That's the last straw.
I was just gonna trigger.
Donovan's triggered.
That's it,
Sam. That's cultural appropriation.
I'm so sorry, Donovan.
How dare you?
We don't want to move out of the flying V.
That was the best idea.
And don't forget, there's smoke, guys. So we should all be coughing, okay?
The flying V is the most terrifying of battle formations because it is the formation that ducks take.
That's right. It's the most terrifying formation everybody can be in. Because that's what ducks do.
All right, I'm going to pull out my stick of dynamite, my last stick.
Where is it, though? Is it somewhere in your
jacket?
Oh,
hold on. Let me check my jacket.
I'm helping him.
Uh-oh. Does he get not in that pocket. Wait,
does
wait,
he get
wait,
a bonus dice pocket? If I help him look for
oh,
it?
Oh, hold on.
And I take his dynamite. And I say, 12 smoothies went into the water. 0 came out. And then I light it and say, ducks took the rest.
Ducks fly together.
Ducks fly together.
Quack. Quack.
Quack.
Quack.
Quack.
Quack.
Quack.
Quack.
Quack.
Quack.
Quack.
Quack. Quack.
All right, all right, all right.
Quack. Quack. Quack.
Back on the rails, mighty ducks. Okay, you guys are flying way,
stop
way away
quacking
from the rails
Gordon.
Here. Yeah, stop quacking, Gordon. Okay. All right, so what do you guys do? Arkham boys, what are you doing?
All right, for reals, though, I pull out my last stick of dynamite.
Okay, so Bakersfield, I do have to say, we've been a little fast and loose on a lot of stuff, but since this is the last stand, the action like per round for dynamite is 1/2. So your turn is going to be pulling your dynamite out and getting it ready.
Okay, I pull it out and I get it ready.
Okay, so, all right, what are the rest of you guys doing here? Dr. Simeon, what are you doing?
I'm pickling the beast.
You're going to pickle the beast?
I'm going to pickle the beast.
You're going to re-pickle the beast.
You're going to re-pickle the beast?
I'm going to
re-pickle the beast.
It's time for repickling.
I believe in you.
And it is time.
But you're not even wearing Pia flyers.
Don't worry. I got a guy.
Here, have my
Pia flyer guy.
You have my shoe.
And my dynamite.
And my dice. Okay,
all right.
Amazing. All right, Don. You're going to need to roll a Cthulhu Mythos check.
Do I get a bonus die for my Cthulhu Mythos?
Yes.
Hey, give me your dice.
12!
Yes, that's a success! That's a success! I did it! I did it!
Did you check the dice? Somebody check.
Yes, I was watching.
He rolled a 12?
A 12?
He rolled a 12. It's a 60. So 62 and 12.
Alex is like, joke's on you. It's really a penalty die.
Oh, thank you, Pete. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
You earned this.
Pete just handed Donovan one of his Pia flyers that he's wearing. So now they're both wearing one Pia flyer because they have both pickled the beast.
Thanks, Pete.
Okay, all right, Dr. Simeon Can't Stand You Bits, you now have one pickled beast in your inventory. What do you do?
I command the beast to kill its brothers.
And sisters?
Does it have sisters?
It has nothings. They're
guys,
smoothies.
They're smoothies.
This has been well established.
Yes, it has been well established.
It has been well established.
These are genderless smoothies.
Okay, sorry. Whoa. My bad. Sorry, guys.
The half sisters is the dumbest question of the whole show.
He brought it up. He said, do they have sisters? Okay, sorry. Sorry.
Okay. All right.
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
So
kill them. Kill them.
As you see the enormous alpha smoothie beast, now illuminated with glowing runes, as its eyes glaze over again and it shudders, trying to fight off the control, it obeys the command of Simeon Can't Stand You Bits as it reaches over and snatches up two of the smoothies that were beginning to scramble towards all of you guys. Grabs two of them and begins biting into it, fighting, tearing them apart. But there is still about 10 smoothies lined up, beginning to dash towards you.
Are you welcome, fellas.
Jeez.
All right, so the deadlight is flitting around behind. It's starting to move towards. It's starting to move towards the group of smoothies, but there's no way there's enough time for the deadlight to take them all down. You guys have this one round before that wall of smoothies is about to hit you. So Bakersfield, you pulled out your dynamite. What are the rest of you guys going to do?
I take the dynamite and I light it.
What? I give him the dynamite.
Okay. All right, so Dom Drunkard, you grab your lighter, you lean over as Bakersfield pulls out his lighter, or pulls out the dynamite stick. He's holding it up. You lean into him with your lighter. Somehow, miraculously, it lights up on its very first flick, and the fuse on the dynamite sparks into life. Okay. Billy McConnell. Tallahassee Turner. What are you guys going to do?
Billy, why don't you just open fire?
Yeah, I...
Open fire!
I guess, since...
Drop to one knee.
I got nothing else. I mean, I got Ike sitting there, but he's like, you know, waiting for the deadlight. But I guess I just take three shots at the nearest one.
Okay.
Or you could start working on the chant with Ike.
How long does the chant take?
Well,
we gotta wait to...
It'll take...
We don't wanna get it back in the box right now. Plus, we gotta get the kava, right?
Yeah, you haven't proffered it yet. But... So, what do you think here, Billy?
Yeah, I guess I'll just take three shots at the nearest smoothie.
Hey, Mr. Keeper, how...
Yeah.
How...
spread out are the smoothies? Are they in a nice, you know, easily dynamitable clump?
Are they in a convenient clump?
A convenient dynamitable clump.
Are they totem poled?
Totem poling as we speak.
Yes, conveniently. Conveniently, they are in a traditional smoothie totem pole, running towards you, wobbling back and forth.
Told you guys we should have done totem pole and been totem pole against totem pole.
Yeah, would have been like a chicken fight.
Chicken fight in the pool.
All right. Let's get back to it. Okay. There are a few that are in a convenient clump, but they're somewhat spread out. So you could, depending on where you throw it, you'd have a few that are definitely right in ground zero for the blast, and then the rest would take lesser damage from being farther away.
This is a bit of a problem, guys.
Does anybody have a decent throw? Like, my throw is crap. My throw's 20.
Yeah, who has a good throw?
Yeah, my throw is only 21.
My throw is also 20.
I got 29.
You got a 29, Simmy? But you just use your turn.
Well, Simmy already pickled, so.
Simmy's pickled. He's done.
Last time Bakersfield tried to throw, he almost exploded us in the sanatorium, so I don't really
yeah,
trust him.
I don't know
him.
If I want to try throwing yeah. another stick of dynamite.
So we got to get this dynamite, like, seriously, we got to get it there, because if nobody chucks it over there, we're toast.
Here, someone take this dynamite from me.
Could we somehow form a rudimentary lathe?
No, guy.
There's no rudimentary. There are no lathing materials around nearby.
What about digging a big pit? Could we dig a big pit?
A booty trap?
I thought we already discussed this.
You want to build a booty trap?
And a tunnel and then collapse it in from both sides.
Wait, do we have a kill box?
How about we dig a tunnel and we go in the tunnel and explode it on top of them?
Okay.
So I started digging.
Do we have time to dig a tunnel?
If only we had a wheelbarrow, that would be something.
All right, so I just have to outrun these other fellas.
Yeah, exactly. You just have to outrun the slowest guy. But from your experience, obviously, like these, they're pretty quick. They're quite a bit faster than you guys are. So you might be able to get a little bit of space between you and them, but not necessarily enough to go. I don't know. It just depends on where you want to go. You know, Denny's is the closest place, but it's currently on fire and collapsing.
Tallahassee, so go let them chomp on your diamond skin while we shoot them from a distance.
Well, whilst you run. Alright, I trip Dom Drew and Card and make a break for it.
Okay, so yeah, I'd say you guys are probably within about 20 yards.
Dang, that's like one turn.
Within this one turn, they will be on you next turn.
Alright, so what are we gonna do? We have no time to set up and shoot them. There are too many for us to dynamite all at once. What do we do?
Maybe, Billy, maybe you could shoot the legs of three different smoothies.
Shoot them right in the legs. So they
yeah.
Leg shoot.
Yeah. Trip in front.
Kneecap them with your gun.
I don't know, man. Maybe just shoot one. Try to kill one at least.
Oof, crap. I guess we gotta hurry up and decide what to do.
So yeah, you guys have the alpha beast pickled. You have a deadlight, which from what you're seeing might be the only thing that can take down the alpha beast. But you don't seem to have enough time.
I get in the DeLorean and
okay.
It was nice knowing you guys.
Just kidding, somebody else already made that joke.
Give me all your letters and I'll just take them down.
So Abe gets into DeLorean, starts dating his mom in the past.
No, I don't do that.
Okay, so alright, so what are you guys gonna do? You're gonna start just pulling out guns, start shooting?
So anyway, I start blasting.
I guess I'm gonna. So the dynamite's lit?
Yes.
I guess I could take it and throw it, but that's like 20%.
I got 29%.
Yeah, I got 20%. I'm not doing that again.
Can I shoot and run, or just one?
You can, I mean, yeah, you can kind of fall back, or towards it, I guess, depending on where you want to go. But yeah, you can kind of fall back and shoot.
Okay. I got Ike right there, too.
That's true. Like,
yeah,
if you
better
guys,
just start shooting,
guys,
dude.
Yeah, if
he's gonna get devoured.
Yeah, if you guys leave Ike there, then you're gonna have to find somebody else to sacrifice.
Billy, don't throw the dynamite. Just start shooting. We need to kill Ike after this.
Okay, who's gonna throw it then? Tallahassee?
Tallahassee?
Yeah.
Like, somebody needs to chuck the dynamite, because that's basically
Tallahassee.
All we got.
My man.
Billy, are you going to grab Ike then and start moving away?
I'm going to grab Ike by the collar, start moving away, and shoot. Can I do those things?
Kind of a lot. You can reach down and grab him by the collar and start to move. I'll let you take some shots.
Take some shots as I scooch away?
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
well, let me determine. Tallahassee, are you going to chuck the dynamite?
I'm running for it, man.
He's going back to Arkham again.
Okay, so let me change my plan.
You turned to ask me that question, and I'm already 10 yards away.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. Yeah, I'll throw the dynamite. That sounds like a good plan.
You gonna chuck it?
Yeah.
All right, did you blow on your dice? Get it all ready for...
I give the dynamite to Tallahassee.
Well, hold on. Let me shoot him.
You're gonna shoot me?
Okay, so three shots. Am I gonna be able to get three off?
Yeah, you can
get
three shots off.
I guess I got a penalty die, huh?
Yeah.
Where is it? Can I borrow one? First roll. 67. What's my... 75.
Okay.
Okay, first one hits.
Lucky.
Second one, 64. Sweet.
Nice shooting, Billy.
Ah, 94. Okay, so I hit on two.
All right, so two hits. Do you have a 1911?
Oh, yeah, it's, 1911. So
okay, so it's 2d10 plus two. I mean, so roll, 1d10
plus
two.
1d10 plus two each. Yeah. Okay, first shot is five, so seven damage. Second shot, six, so eight.
Okay, so 15.
15 damage, right. And I was shooting at the nearest one, whichever one was closest.
So Billy McConnell reaches down, grabs Ike by the collar, starts pulling him back, raises his Colt 1911, and fires at the nearest smoothie coming towards you, which is one of the adolescents. And, Frank, I don't remember how many hit points they have.
Well, weren't they already kind of injured?
Yeah, okay. Your first two shots hit, the third one goes wide. This one has definitely sustained some injuries throughout the night from various escapades, and it does go down and digs into the dirt as it skids to a stop in its sprint.
Billy, bring that thing down, now!
Yeah, boys.
Nice shooting, Billy.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
So Tallahassee, in this, with all this happening and everything around you, you do have a clarity seems to return to you as the Japanese countryside fades around you, and you have returned to New Jerusalem, with your friends and neighbors standing around you. The Imperial Guardsmen and sumo wrestlers are actually horrifying monstrosities. Horrifying monstrosities rushing towards you. Billy McConnell drops one of them. All seemingly in the same motion, Major Bakersfield pulls out a stick of dynamite as Dom Drunkard, almost as if he knew what was happening, has his lighter out and ready to go and lights the stick. So Tallahassee Turner, what are you doing?
Chuck it.
So you can throw it into where what it looks like the biggest clump or tightest grouping of smoothies, convenient tight grouping of smoothies in there. And you could probably get two or three of them with the majority of the blast, and then the rest of them are going to take lesser and lesser damage as they're spread out. So, which, depending on how much damage is done, it could leave you guys with, you know, 5 to 7 smoothies.
So, yeah, I have a shotgun. I got a shotgun, and I got a Colt 45. So, yeah, there's okay, there's not much. Not much else. All right. So I turn to all the gentlemen, and I say, fellas, say hi to Mayor Seidel for me.
What? Why?
I grab the dynamite from Bakersfield's hand, and I go running towards the smoothies.
No!
What the heck?
No!
Tallahassee, get back
Tallahassee.
Here!
Tallahassee!
And I say, come get a little taste of Tallahassee!
Oh!
Oh my gosh.
Seriously?
Okay.
Get back here, get man, back now! Here.
Oh, he's going.
There's no other options, fellas. This is it. Get yourselves out of here. Take care of the deadlight.
Okay. All right, Tallahassee Turner, as you go rushing towards the group of the rampaging, charging group of smoothies, they all start to converge on Tallahassee Turner. As all of you watch in stunned silence as they all begin to swarm Tallahassee, as that dynamite...
Sounds so delicious. Yum, come get me, baby.
as the fuse on the dynamite sparking burns down, down, down in the night air until finally it's a dud. Tallahassee is set upon and torn to pieces.
He grabbed the pickle instead of the dynamite.
Tallahassee, you took the wrong thing.
We all blow up instead.
Right at the end, I look down in my hand and I see a pickle.
We all turn and look at Bakersfield and he's a full breath.
He's like, why does he have a pickle?
He didn't really stop hallucinating. he looked at a pickle and saw dynamite.
Okay. All right. Tallahassee Turner. You rush into the fray alone with a stick of dynamite, fuse lit, burning in your hand. You rush towards this ravenous horde, a thing out of a nightmare, though you are rushing into the nightmare. Tallahassee Turner, this might be your steps into your last great adventure. All right, guys. That fuse burns down. Tallahassee, your life is flashing before your eyes.
My life or my diamonds?
Both. Your diamonds are flashing in the firelight around you. Tallahassee.
Yes, sir.
So real quick, how much armor do you have left?
So I have 18 armor and 9 hit points.
Okay. The dynamite, the fuse is out. The stick of dynamite explodes, obscuring everyone's vision. Okay, so everybody... All right, okay, Seth, will you make a roll for me real quick? 2d10s.
Yeah, here we go.
Just to cover...
I can't.
I want it to cover.
I can't even let go of the dice. My hands are shaking. I'm all way nervous. I'm like, I can't open them and drop the dice.
I know. I am too.
This is to cover. Can I change my decision?
On, this is to cover any potential rolls.
What would you rather do, Tallahassee?
Injury rolls.
I actually grabbed the dynamite and ran in the opposite direction.
I just want it to be done before we actually roll this. So Seth, this is going to be So I just want you to roll this for any potential rolls I might need you to do. I just want it to be already out of the way so we can just go right into what's going to happen here.
All right, here we go. You want me to tell you what it is now?
Yeah.
72.
Okay, yeah. This is actually, I'm going to tell you this is a constitution roll. So I am going to allow you to spend some luck on it if you want. But I don't even know if you're going to need it. We're going to have to see. Okay, so guys. So I'm going to roll this out in front of everyone. So I'm just going to tilt my camera down so you guys can see this. We're all going to find out in real time together if this is in fact the fall of Tallahassee Turner.
Tallahassee! No!
All right, here we go. Here's the first. All right, here. I'm going to roll these out one at a time, guys. You ready?
Okay.
Oh, my gosh!
Oh, no!
7.
Oh! Oh.
1.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Come on.
8.
So what is that, 16?
So he has to get a
10. If he rolls a 10,
The final D10 from the very first set of dice that I ever bought, it all comes down to this.
Take care of the deadline.
Get back here, man, now!
Get back here!
You're all watching as the dynamite explodes in Tallahassee Turner's hand. The smoke and dust and debris immediately obscuring everyone's vision as he is completely engulfed by smoothies before this explosion goes off. The rest of you are shaken from your feet. Some of you drop to a knee, some of you all the way down as this explosion rips through the night. And now, your vision is obscured by dust and smoke. Your ears are ringing. And you're trying to collect your wits. Though it's difficult, you're trying to focus. You know there are a few things you still have left to do. That you must do. Whatever it is, you need to justify and make this sacrifice of Tallahassee Turner worth it. So you can start to see shapes and figures stirring around the edges of the cloud of debris. Bodies without heads, and some others missing limbs. Blood and dirt and ash are everywhere. What are you doing?
I have a question. Did that affect the alpha?
It was around the edge of the blast, but it's hard to see because you can, with the smoke starting to fade, you can see it standing back there, stumbling up, kind of regaining its composure, getting back. to its feet. You can see the runes are still lit. It's still pickled. Simi can't stand your bits. You were not caught enough in that blast. There was enough distance there that it did not break your concentration.
We need to... The deadlight is still active, isn't it? We need to get the coffer. We need to proffer the
Go
coffer.
Go scoop up the deadlight,
monster. So did it kill all the smaller smoothies then? Is the alpha the only one left?
There's some starting to stir on the ground around you.
Okay, I pull out my...
Yeah, I shoot them.
My Lee Enfield rifle.
Okay, so Major Bakersfield and Dom Junkard, you start rushing in to clean up whatever's left alive. Hopefully you can dispatch them, take them out with quick shots while they're all stunned and dazed and injured. Billy McConnell, what are you doing?
So, I remember what Tallahassee told me to do. To make sure the deadlight gets back in the box. Hey, somebody go get the coffer. I gotta get this chant going on Ike, so we can make sure to get the deadlight.
Okay, so do we need anything else? What do you guys... You guys said what you're doing?
Yeah, I told the monster to go scoop up the deadlight. Billy's okay. Gonna go kill Ike. And I'm gonna go get the box. Can I do that, Alex? Can I tell the beast what to do and go get the box, or is that just my turn?
No, that's fine. That works. You can yell at it to charge to go scoop the deadlight as you're rushing off to go get the to go proffer the coffer.
All right, I'm proffering the coffer now.
Okay. So Billy McConnell, you draw a familiar symbol, though terrible, on the head of Ike Watson as you begin a chant in a language you don't understand, and you don't even understand which of the words are individual words. Everything you say is just you remembered it phonetically. You see the glowing runes of the Alpha Beast start moving in a direction towards some kind of shimmering quicksilver puddle floating through the air. Bakersfield, Dom Junkard, you run in with your firearms and begin dispatching whatever seems to be moving and still alive around the smoke cloud and debris. Dr. Simeon can't stand you bits. You are rushing through. You're stumbling. You're tripping on body parts. You're stumbling over clumps of dirt and debris as you are scrambling towards the deadlight coffer. And you feel a jolt of cold up through your shin as you stumble directly into it, and it's at your feet. Dr. Simeon, you reach down. You pick it up. You're rushing back towards Billy McConnell. Everything is still confusion. There's gunshots ringing around, screeches from dying creatures. There's still no sign of Tallahassee Turner. As you look over as Billy McConnell, you are chanting, though somewhat slowly, as you're glancing around looking for something, and then you see it. You see the enormous, gigantic Alpha Beast glowing in the night, standing stock still, arms splayed to the side, glancing up slightly as it shakes. And a quicksilver light begins to pour out of its mouth and engulf around its entire body. As the deadlight consumes the original creation of Bernard Corbett that he brought out here all those years ago. As it begins to burn into ash.
Yeah!
Yeah! Yeah. Woo-hoo. That was all me, boys. That was all me.
Billy McConnell, once you see this and that, and you know that the deadlight's task is complete, you finish the chant. And as the remains, the disgusting half-burned remains, consumed ash and remnants of body part, collapse to the ground from the Alpha smoothie, you finish the chant as the deadlight, almost as if it was called, turns and makes a beeline directly towards Ike Watson, lying on the ground.
You brought this on yourself, Ike. You're a murderer, twice over, and even more if I'd let you kill Delilah and a kid.
But this time, the rest of you do look away from what happens. You've seen it before, you don't need to see it again. Even though Ike Watson, if anybody deserves this, it's Ike Watson. And then, it's almost quiet. The gunshots start ringing out. You see the light around the edge of the deadlight coffer dim, dim, until it's gone. As it is again sealed shut with its horrible contents contained inside. The smoke and dust and debris clear. And as you can finally see, among a pile of exploded remnants of creatures and monsters, one figure, silhouetted in the firelight, stands alone, wearing a fedora as he places it back upon his head, stretches, shrugs his shoulders, and you see, somehow, against all odds, against the stick of dynamite exploding in his hand, unharmed, is Tallahassee Turner.
Wait, is he missing a hand? Please say he's missing a hand. Chance. He needs to get a hook.
He's missing a pickle.
Oh, heck, that's awesome.
Does he have a hook now?
Does he have a pickle?
God, fellas.
He has a hook for a hand now. I guess not unharmed. You see, his clothes are somewhat shredded, though his skin is mostly pristine, as if it was made of diamonds.
Diamonds?
Though you don't see that diamond sheen anymore, he does have some cuts and scrapes, and one long cut running down his cheek. Blood pours down that somewhat, but all in all, he looks pretty damn good.
Man, it's okay. I don't taste too good. Smoothies don't like the taste of Tallahassee.
In disbelief, you all start walking towards each other. As it appears, against all odds and against everything I might have tried to do, it appears you all somehow have survived the fall of New Jerusalem.
Woo! It's here for the
Flying V!
Flying V does it again.
Tallahassee, did you have something that you wanted to say?
Quack! Quack! Quack!
Oh my gosh. You freaking guys.
So Tallahassee walks out of the mist and the fog and the smoke and he says, "Damn, it feels good to be a gangster."
Okay, so as the rest of you stumble towards a shockingly composed Tallahassee Turner, Dr. Simeon carrying a large, or not large, Dr. Simeon carrying a silver coffer. The rest of you looking, regrouping and looking around at the town, the remnants of the town around you. Though at the moment, you do know that there is much to celebrate. You're all alive, against all odds. But as you're looking around, you do have to wonder, was this fate? As Percy has been saying, was this place doomed from the start? Looking at the wreckage around you, looking at the remnants of the battle, of the war for survival that was fought here, it's hard to feel like anything you did really mattered. Is this how it was always going to be? Is this place cursed? Since you've chosen to step onto this path and do your part to push back the darkness, it seems like every success is also riddled with failure, with a cost that sometimes seems too high. Will it always be this way? Just a war of attrition, full of half-failures and pyrrhic victories. You saved what you could, but looking around you, at the townsfolk that are now stumbling out of the darkness, of Ezra, at Ezra Denny, holding the hand of Delilah Bevins with her arm wrapped around her son, and remembering of the groups of people that you have locked away in safety back up at the graveyard. You realize that you saved what you could, and maybe you saved the parts that needed to be saved. And sometimes, maybe that's all you can do. And maybe that's got to be good enough. But there are some things that are prodding at the back of your mind. Mayor Seidel, what is his involvement here, and how deep does it go? You remember dog tags with strange symbols on them. And what is Carcosa? But gentlemen, that's the story for another case.
Woo!
Oh, but yeah.
Gentlemen, those things are something to worry about at another time. Because right now, you have survived the fall of New Jerusalem. Bakersfield. Major Frederick Aloysius Bakersfield. You return home. Your front door is locked. You put the key in the door. This isn't abnormal. Your wife probably locked the door for the night. She didn't know when you were coming back. You open it up. You step inside. It's quiet inside and dark. All the lights are off. You step back in, you call out to your wife, but you don't hear any response. As you walk back farther into the house, you see a figure lying on the ground. The figure isn't moving. And as you get closer and closer, and now you can see who it is, you see your wife lying on the ground. Major Bakersfield. She's dead.
Ellie! Ellie! No!
And the mystery of another man found dead in his apartment, all of his windows locked, fourth floor apartment, chain on the door. He's found dead, apparently murdered, surrounded by radios. These mysteries will be investigated and concluded in the Arkham Files Case 004, The Radio Man. right, everybody out there in Arkham Land, thank you guys so much for listening. That was, in fact, our finale, the long-awaited, and I'm sorry for that, finale for the Fall of New Jerusalem, case 003. Oh, worth the wait all the way, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I know you guys are cheering along and agreeing with that. Yeah, life is crazy, and I keep thinking that it's not going to get crazy, and we're going to be like, oh, we're totally consistent now, and then life continues to be crazy. You know what I've discovered, guys? Life is just crazy.
Life you know, is kind consistently of, crazy.
That is the only consistent thing about life, except for the fact that we keep having babies, and that's part of why it's been crazy. So congratulations to Sam. Sam just had a new baby.
Yeah, I did. I birthed it and everything.
He was nursing.
Barfed out of his mouth.
Yep.
Little Donovan Jr., right?
You barfed out of your mother's mouth. Yeah, so Sam just had a baby. That was part of our delay here. And I also, myself, had a new baby a little over a month ago, too. So, yay. I barfed it out of my mouth.
Stop bragging.
We barfed them out of our
mouth. You smoothie burst it.
Yeah. Our wives had babies. So, we both have two new little ones, which has been, you know, it's busy. It's a lot
little
of work.
Arkham agents.
That's right. A couple of new little Arkham agents.
And they already subscribed for $25 a month.
Oh, my gosh. $25 bucks.
Where are you guys at?
I know. Yeah.
Yep.
So that's
Abe,
been crazy.
Aren't you on like number 32, baby? Baby 32?
Yeah.
Yes.
You don't even name them anymore. You just
actually
number
38.
Them.
38.
Yeah, he just numbers them.
Yeah. Baby 38.
They're secret agents taking away your number, giving you whatever. I don't know. That's how it goes. Take on giving you a number, taking away your name.
I just had baby 51.
Okay, now I remember. Now I remember how that song goes. Okay, anyways. Also, I can't keep my kids out of the hospital. So, you know, fingers crossed.
Quit beating them.
Jeez.
That's true. That's true. I've seen Alex hit his kids. Yeah. Man.
Back to the hospital. Right.
Only
Alex hitting his kids is not a myth. I've seen it.
Jeez. I do not hit my kids. That is not canon.
That's why they're old brats. All right.
Just letting you guys know, Alex did say damn in this last episode. He's
No, I didn't. I never
said
sworn
it
in my
entire life. It just kind of sounded like that, but he said darn.
No, I've never sworn in my entire life. All right, let's keep this moving along. We just had a couple of announcements aside from our thank yous, which again, thank you guys for listening so much. Thanks for sticking through this whole season. I know it's been a long haul, but it's been pretty awesome. This scenario was a ton of fun. We loved it.
It was way fun.
I hope you guys loved it. This was a big one. That was a lot of sessions. I think 6-7 sessions total to play through this whole one. A lot of hours.
About 25 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, it took you like, what, 2 years to write?
Yeah, it took me like 2 years to write it. Just consistently 8 hours a day, every day for 2 years. That's why it's so amazing. But yeah,
what the crap
we're
are
be,
you guys doing?
Yeah, stop it. Gosh, I hate you guys so much.
That was our Call of Cthulhu dance.
Yeah.
These are my tentacles.
Wow, that's really familiar. You guys didn't rip that off at all.
We just had our Halloween special, which you guys also listened to, which was also amazing. Complete with
The Haven Bamabo.
And fantastic musical number, spoiler alert.
Oh yeah.
And
most ridiculous thing you'll ever hear in your entire life.
Yeah. But yeah, we are going to have a little bit of a break between now and season 4. I need to finish writing that, so that's going to be at least another 2 years.
Not really.
No, not really. I already got most of it laid out, just fine-tuning before we get that one out. And also, honestly, we just need a little bit of a break. It's been...
We need to have more babies.
We need to have more babies?
Yeah. Abe needs to have... couple more babies.
How do you guys have babies?
They are babies!
We barf them out of our mouths.
But yeah, it has been a little rough this last little while trying to get these last few episodes out. So we need a little bit of a break before we jump back in full bore to get back into hardcore editing and recording. We got a few other things we're working on. We're really trying to get some cool stuff put together. So keep an eye out for that. Everybody, we've been interacting a lot on social media lately, and that's been awesome. It's been really cool hearing from you guys. So keep that up. We love hearing from you guys. Questions, whatever, comments, dumb jokes. We love it. We want it. Give it to us. And we will be there too. Okay, but also, we do need to get to shout-outs to our new patrons on Patreon, which is freaking awesome. Gave them a little mini shout-out.
These are the patrons we care about. Come on, we're talking to you. Come on.
Okay, that's enough. All right, no more Depeche Mode.
That was Tears for Fears.
What? That was Tears for
Fears. You're fired.
Wait, shout is Tears for Fears?
Yes.
I thought that was Depeche Mode.
No, hold on.
Oh my gosh.
Tears for Fears.
Depeche Mode only has one song.
It's all ever wanted.
All ever needed is you.
Gosh dang it. You're right. It is Tears for Fears. I'm such a moron. Okay. All right. We're going to cut that out. I don't want to sound so stupid.
No, we're not cutting that out. All right.
No more Tears for Fears. Okay, Sam, stop. Oh my gosh, dude. Jeez.
All right, let's do the shout outs.
You got to be talking into your microphone and not showing us your boobies on the camera. Talking to the microphone.
All right, here we go. Here are the shout outs.
More mic, less boobies.
Danny, you want to see some boobies?
No, Danny doesn't want to see that. He's a poor, innocent little boy.
His name is Jammy.
He's an innocent 19-year-old boy. No, no, don't look, Danny. Don't.
His name's Jammy.
Danny. Ugh. Yikes. Okay. Oh my gosh.
Hey, Danny, don't look over this.
He was warned. I mean.
Okay. Well, this is all going to be
scarred for life.
What are we talking about?
It's his own.
Okay.
Danny, don't look over in this chat.
Shout outs to our newest patrons. To our newest patrons, our newest agents over on Patreon. Any of you out there listening who want to become special agents that are special to the show and special to us in our hearts, head on over to patreon.com/thearkhamfiles. All right, this is our biggest list of shout outs yet. So thanks a lot to everybody.
Yeah,
thanks so much. That's amazing.
Guys. Yeah, awesome. Thank you.
Amazing.
You're the best.
Things are picking up. We're rolling along. The show is growing. That's awesome. So let's go down this line. All these guys have all signed up at $5 a month. What is that, secret agent level?
No, it's just agent.
I don't remember what our Patreon levels are. All right, so...
Confidential.
Oh, yeah, confidential? Is that
it? Clearance is confidential.
Oh, yeah, but our new secret agents with confidential clearance. Very good. All right, awesome. Because they get access to the secret files. All right, so our first shout-out is going out to Cortex Studios. So,
yeah, right. Cortex.
Thanks, Cortex Studios.
Yeah, thanks, Cortex Studios.
Thanks, Cortex. Oh, also, Cortex, your message was awesome. And it super motivated us. So
yeah, seriously.
Guys, Cortex, keep sending us reviews. Thank you, give us some comments. Let us know what you guys want to hear. Cortex, you killed it.
Oh, Cortex, man. This is Abe or Billy. And you made my day, buddy.
Yeah, big
you
time.
You made all of our days.
Yeah, honestly, it's so awesome to hear from you guys. Like, getting support and getting feedback from everybody, like, it really motivates us to keep this going and keep working so hard. Because, like, I mean, like I've said this a million times before, but getting the show out here a lot of times is like a part-time job. You know, getting this stuff edited, finishing up the Halloween special was like 40 hours of editing, probably. And it was all done in about a week.
So
I worked real hard on that,
and then by the end, like, I hate it so much I don't even want to listen to it, and I'm like, I quit this show, I don't want to do it anymore. No, but really, you guys, like, that keeps us going, that keeps us motivated, and makes us reminds us why we're doing this and why we love this so much. So thanks a ton. So thanks a ton for signing up, thanks for your comments, your support. And next on here, who wants to go next? Sam, who we got next on our list?
Oh, well, let's see. Oh, get that on my face. Jason Hess.
Oh,
you have
Jason
been
Hess.
A fan Jason. Following us on social media for quite a while now.
What
so...
took you so long?
Yeah, what took you so long?
Come on,
yeah,
man.
Finally, way to commit, Jason.
Way to commit.
You've been dangling that carrot for a long time,
yeah,
my friend.
You've been teasing us. You
you've
know.
Been teasing us. You're such a tease.
He's a Call of Cthulhu tease. He's a cock tease. COC. COC, guys.
For reals, though, Jason, very happy to have you. Super awesome. Love all your comments and questions. Welcome to the team.
Yeah, welcome to the Arkham Files.
Of agents.
Absolutely. All right, Seth, you want to grab our next guy?
Yes, I grab him.
Grab him. Grab him good.
All right, our next secret agent is Michael Speakman. Thank you, Michael.
All right.
Thanks, Michael. Thanks, Michael.
We are grateful for your contribution.
Michael Speakman. Speak. Has he speaked to us?
Money speaks, and his
silent.
Money speaks.
I think he did say something, didn't he?
Okay, never
mind. I don't know, but
yeah,
money,
he did.
Money talks.
He did. He actually talked about the. He left a comment about the battle scenes. So good job,
Sam. Oh yeah,
Sam.
Cool, awesome.
Oh yeah, thanks.
Yeah,
thanks.
That's
that
right.
was specifically for me since I edited.
Yeah.
Thank you, Michael.
Pretty sure, yeah, because it was.
Jeez,
he was
I edit
listening
too sometimes.
Catching up.
No. I do all of it.
Sam does.
No. That was actually.
I'm not gonna lie. Sam does most of it. Yeah, awesome. Thanks for signing up, Michael Speakman. And yeah, money talks, Michael Speakman.
Speak to
right.
me, baby.
Abe.
Yeah, next on our special agent list is Brock Birch.
All right, Brock.
Thank you, Brock,
Birch.
For signing up.
Yeah,
thank
thanks,
you.
Brock.
Yeah, you're my Birch. Whoop,
whoop.
You're
my favorite Pokemon trainer.
Gosh dang it, Peter.
Peter stole my joke. He literally stole my joke.
Totally
no,
stole it.
No,
nobody
was a,
can.
That was the first time we've heard that joke tonight.
Yeah, oh, my gosh.
No one said it yet.
Make it so.
That's the okay.
So let it be written. So let
Alex, if you want the credit for the joke, you got to say it first.
I guess I got to be quicker on the draw. I was waiting for like an opening, but no. Jeez, I can't believe I just got joke jacked by Pete.
Alex, you've been joke jacked your entire life.
My entire life.
Your
entire life. I'm the yeah. You know, I sit in the back and I mumble jokes, and then other people say them, and they're like,
mostly Seth. That's true. You're not used to having your jokes stolen by Pete.
I know. That was new. That was a new experience for me. But thanks, Brock Birch.
I'm usually funny all on my own.
You are my favorite Pokemon trainer.
That's so desperate.
And an awesome new special agent for the Arkham Files. So welcome on board.
Okay. Huge shout out to Sarah Bennett, who has sent us lots of questions over social media. Super love the interaction. Tons of fun. Keep it up.
Thank you, Sarah.
Sarah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, we got a Sarah Bennett. Say that. Say that.
Thank you, Sarah Bennett.
No, say, oh.
Oh. Thank you, Sarah Bennett.
Say, oh, we got a Sarah.
We got Sarah Bennett.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that was Sarah who said she almost pulled a Tallahassee at work. She's like, oh.
No, it was Bakersfield.
Oh, my gosh.
That's why I'm saying this line.
Oh, my gosh. I've been trying.
Can we get a new keeper?
Oh, my gosh.
You got to say, oh, we've got Bibles.
I'm blowing it.
First,
okay.
First tears for fears, and now this.
All right, you know what? Fine. I don't even want to be the host anymore.
Last week, Alex quit
the
band.
All right. So next on the list, let's
wait.
Yeah,
we gotta get a clean thing of Bakersfield saying, "Oh, we've got Bibles."
Okay, Bakersfield.
For Sarah Bennett. Go ahead.
All right, Sarah, this is for you. Oh, we've got Bibles.
Thank you. All right, now we can. Move
that's
on.
Right. Down at guns, right. Ammo, chicks, and Bibles.
Alex, you do the next
there's
one.
A, there's
that's
a new
my
wink.
Second location. I'll be opening up soon.
Yeah.
Oh, we got all the Bibles.
All right.
Oh wait, what do you?
Okay.
Go ahead.
Yes, awesome. Thanks, Sarah. You've been awesome. We love hearing from you. Thanks for signing up. Next one, Jens Mellon. We think that's a real name.
Well, we gotta do that again.
Thanks for signing
canceled
up.
Subscription.
Thanks for signing up. We're gonna immediately insult you. Yeah.
That's what we do with everybody.
That's
isn't
an
it?
Insult.
That's our MO.
Here's a complimentary insult.
Yeah, Jens Mellon. I hope I'm saying that name right. I mean, that's how it's spelled. M-E-L-I-N.
Maybe it's Spanish. It's Jens.
I don't know.
It's Jens Mellon.
It sounds like
Mellon.
Yeah, maybe it's Jens Mellon. I don't know. However your name is. However your name is pronounced, feel free to inform us, because we're a bunch of idiots.
And super grateful.
And what?
Super grateful.
Oh, and super grateful. Yeah.
We don't
heck
care
you are,
what
Jens.
Your name is.
Thank you, Jens.
Yeah.
If you're putting money in our account.
Oh, homeboy, we'll call you whatever you want us to call you. Yeah. Just send us over.
Snippet. You just slip a few dollar bills right there.
All right, up next, we got Kaylin Cole at $12 a month. Thank you so much, Kaylin. We appreciate you. And welcome aboard as a secret agent of the Arkham Files.
All right, we'll move on to the next one. Donovan, you get to do this next one because...
Oh, my gosh. This, my friends, is an honor. All right? It's a rarity to find a Donovan in this world. It's a greater rarity to find two Donovans in this world. All right? Donovan Rigdon, you're the man.
Yeah.
Welcome to...
Welcome on board.
I'm also kind of mad at you, by the way, Donovan. You are now the favorite Donovan, I've been told.
This is true.
Yeah, because Donovan Rigdon signed up for $25 a month.
$25.
And wild, my body's just not enough for these guys.
Nope.
No.
Yeah, you've been displaced.
Yep, Donovan Rigdon, you are now our favorite Donovan. And Donovan,
you are an honorary, honorary Dohaven. Dohaven Rigdon.
But hey, I was told very clearly that I would probably, if this happened, I would be replaced if money was involved. So, you know, anyways.
Yeah.
And your new name will be Dohaven at this point.
Yep, you are now Dohaven Rigdon. So welcome on board, Agent Dohaven. Welcome to
Balabas. Wait, what's his status? Is it super special secret agent?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Okay, super special.
Yep, super secret, awesome.
It has a clearance of ultra.
Yeah, ultra clearance for Dohaven Rigdon.
All right, next on our list is we've got E.G. Baldwin. E.G. Baldwin at $50 a month. Thank you so much. Seriously, that is incredibly generous, and we are extremely grateful. Welcome aboard, E.G. Baldwin.
All right, and the last one on our list. Who wants to take it?
That is the last one.
No, there's one more.
I thought you were going to. We've got one more.
Why don't you,
Alex? Why don't you go ahead?
All right, our last guy, last but absolutely certainly not least, another $25 ultra clearance level patron, secret agent Aaron Trulick. Aaron, welcome on board.
Aaron, thank you.
Aaron.
Thanks,
Aaron. Welcome,
Aaron.
Trulick, way better than those false licks out there.
Thank you, Trulick.
Never heard that one before.
We don't want them. Yeah. Yeah, if we're going to be licked, we want it truly by you, Aaron. Welcome on board. All right, that's it's lit. It's getting, okay, I'm sorry, everybody. I'm fired. Somebody else take over. Somebody else do this.
Yeah, just to let you guys know, Alex is always texting us. Guys, we really got to keep it on the rails. Got to stop joking around. Okay.
And he comes in here with his true and false licks.
I know. I just had to get a joke in.
Scares all of our patrons away.
I know, scaring all, yeah. That's the whole reason why I want people to sign up.
He's like, Sam, if you take your shirt off one more time, play with your nipples, I'm going to scare all of our patrons away.
Yep, Sam gets what he deserves. But all right. I feel like I think these shout-outs have already gone for like half an hour.
Yeah. We don't have enough time.
Yeah.
That's
so,
all right.
But anyways.
It's going to be longer than the episode.
Yeah, it is. All right, but thanks so much, guys, for signing up. It's awesome, amazing. Like we said, it really motivates us, keeps us going. And the money everybody puts in on Patreon, we put right back into the show, and it helps improve the show. If you've noticed how much better our quality, like our sound quality, has gotten over the years, it's due directly to patrons and their donations. It's paid for new equipment. We've all gotten new microphones. So yeah, I mean, you guys awesome. Really are improving the show. Everything
Thanks,
you
guys.
Do is making the show better.
Thank you.
Which
Alex
is awesome.
Just got a new car too. So
I just bought a new car. That's so I'm getting to sessions quicker.
Yeah, he bought it for like $600.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's a 1998 Dodge Dart, and I'm just
we call it the Shart.
Yeah. But yeah, thanks so much, guys. You keep us going. And all right, and we will be back before you know it. And thanks again for listening, everybody. And good gaming, and stay crazy.
Woop, woop.
Thanks, everyone. All right, woo. Thanks, guys.
All right, last thing real quick. We just recently launched the Arkham Files website. So if you would like to, go check it out. It's www.arkhamrpg.com. Feel free to check it out. Lots of cool stuff over there. Let us know what you think. And as always, thanks for being an Arkham Files listener.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.